Westlock. Fleeing from RCMP and then pulling a knife on an officer has netted a man a month and a half in jail. Kenneth Victor White pleaded guilty at Westlock Court of Justice on September 6 to resisting a peace officer. A second charge of possessing a weapon for a purpose dangerous to the public peace was withdrawn. Justice Jeffrey B. Champion sentenced White to 45 days in jail, which was in line with the joint submission from the Crown and Defense, and ordered the forfeiture of an 8-inch knife that was seized as part of the investigation. Because White has been in custody since his arrest on July 17, 2023, Champion acknowledged that this would be a time-served situation. Justice Champion told White that he was a pretty lucky guy, given the circumstances, noting that running from police and then drawing a weapon on them could have ended very badly. "That's how people get shot," he said. Crown Prosecutor Brett Grierson said that on July 17, Westlock RCMP were conducting a follow-up investigation regarding White, who was wanted on outstanding warrants for assault, uttering threats, flight from police and other offenses. Grierson said two Westlock RCMP constables attended the Vimy Bar and Hotel that day and obtained permission from the property owner to search the building. They found White quickly and informed him he was under arrest. In response, White turned towards an exit and ran towards it before escaping outside. Grierson said the two constables pursued White on foot, following him into a nearby yard where he jumped two fences and fled into some nearby trees. White was located a short distance away by the RCMP in an open area. At first, he turned around with his hands in the air as though he was about to give up, but then ran away again upon receiving commands from the RCMP to get on the ground. Grierson said White ran a short distance and turned around again before reaching into his waistband pocket area and pulling out the 8-inch knife. Because of this, the officer drew his service pistol. White immediately threw the knife away from his body and placed his hands in the air, Grierson said. White then followed the commands of officers and was subsequently handcuffed. It was noted that one of the officers was injured during the chase, though not because of any interaction with White. While his early guilty plea was a mitigating factor, Grierson said White's criminal record, which includes a number of salient convictions for fighting and court breaches, was an aggravating factor. "So jail is warranted," Grierson said. Defense lawyer Lisa Track noted that White's outstanding warrants had been issued in the public interest. He wasn't being sought because he had missed a court date. She said White, who is going to trial on other matters in November and January, also cooperated with police from the point he decided to surrender. Justice Champion acknowledged that White had thrown away the weapon, but added his habit of running from police officers would eventually end badly. "Nobody wants to get caught. I get that. But it just gets worse and worse if you force the police to chase you. Not to mention the fact that you put other people's lives in danger as well," he said. Kevin Berger, TownandCountryToday.com.